Wow, the U.S. federal debt has just surpassed $40 trillion. That's a number that can't help but make people pause.
It's more than a fiscal statistic, too. It signals real questions about public finance sustainability, the strength of the U.S. dollar, and how monetary policy can support government borrowing.
Exactly. In an environment like this, Bitcoin starts to feel a lot more relevant, especially as a potential non-sovereign store of value.
A debt level this size has broad macroeconomic implications. The government has to issue more treasury bonds to fund its obligations, and that can pressure yields if investors demand higher compensation for holding long-term debt.
And it doesn't stop at domestic markets, right?
Right. Large debt markets also affect global dollar liquidity, risk appetite, and market confidence in U.S. fiscal policy.
That's a big shift in sentiment when confidence starts to waver.
If investors begin to doubt long-term fiscal discipline, they may look for assets that are not directly dependent on government credit.
That's where Bitcoin's long-term case becomes interesting. Its fixed supply and decentralized nature stand out in a high-debt world.
Unlike fiat currencies, Bitcoin cannot be expanded by a central authority.
If persistent debt growth and responsive monetary policy weaken confidence in the purchasing power of the dollar, Bitcoin can become more attractive as a scarce, verifiable asset.
Its strongest argument is not speculation. It's monetary logic. In an era of expanding sovereign debt, investors may favor assets that are harder to dilute.
But I'd be careful about turning that into a short-term prediction.
Very carefully. The near-term picture is more complicated, and a $40 trillion debt milestone does not automatically produce a Bitcoin rally.
Short-term prices still have a lot of moving parts.
They're driven by treasury yields, dollar strength, liquidity conditions, and regulatory or institutional flows. For example, rising debt could push long-term yields higher, strengthen the dollar, and pressure Bitcoin.
On the other hand, if investors expect the Federal Reserve to accommodate fiscal pressure, that could create a more favorable medium-term backdrop for alternative assets.
So for investors, the key takeaway is that Bitcoin must be understood through multiple layers.
First, there's the macro layer.
Debt levels, fiscal policy, inflation, and central bank behavior shape the broader monetary environment.
Then there's the market layer.
Yields, dollar liquidity, and risk appetite often drive short-term price movements.
And finally, there's the asset-specific layer.
Institutional adoption, ETF activity, exchange flows, network usage, and security developments determine whether macro trends translate into Bitcoin strength.
It's a lot to hold at once, but I think that's what makes the story so important.
Ultimately, the $40 trillion debt milestone is both a fiscal and monetary story.
It forces a broader debate about whether sovereign debt, central bank policy, and the dollar's reserve currency status can continue supporting global markets without creating long-term vulnerabilities.
For Bitcoin, that creates both risk and opportunity.
Tighter liquidity or a stronger dollar can pressure prices.
But persistent fiscal stress may push more investors towards scarce, decentralized assets.
It's a delicate balance, and it feels like the conversation is maturing.
The main conclusion is that Bitcoin's role in finance is becoming more macro-driven.
The $40 trillion debt mark does not guarantee immediate price gains.
But it reinforces the growing mainstream view that Bitcoin's case as a non-sovereign store of value is no longer fringe.
In an era of rising public debt, that shift feels especially meaningful.
Its fixed supply and independence from government control make it an increasingly important part of the global monetary conversation.